Yeah, you think it's perfectly appropriate to one of my closest girlfriends, so I think it's a silly question to ask you.
Virtual reality.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Danny.
And I'm Evan.
And if your ears are still ringing from the Vanderpump Rules reunion, same.
Are you talking about those heavenly boos that were aimed at Sandoval? And I think Schwartz got a little bit of the boos as well. Like, it was, there were like boos going around, and it did sound like a chorus of angels led by James and Lala, the MVPs of this reunion, by the way.
You're a worm with a mustache.
Like, Andy didn't even have time to say like, hi, how are you all doing, before they were like, and another thing.
No, they were seriously like, you know, just in time for The Little Mermaid, they were very like flotsam and jetsaming it. And I am like absolutely here for it. Like everything that was discussed, I was waiting for their reaction. They are so good together.
Oh, they really were a true dream team.
You thought I should go her boyfriend.
We weren't f***ing, first and foremost.
Were you making love?
Which Sandoval's, that's now Sandoval's whole thing, is that him and Ariana were not a dream team, but kind of, you know, just like a girl and their gay BFF.
We had issues.
Okay.
I felt like I was like her gay BFF. We put on a front when we were filming.
Like, I like that he said that to Andy, and Andy's like, okay. Like, he was really, and even Ariana said in her one-on-one with Andy, like, he's grasping at straws. He's trying to do something to make a narrative that would benefit him. And his narrative choices were cardigan, gay BFF, and Ariana was stressed.
Well, the gay BFF thing is really interesting because obviously Ariana just did her Call Her Daddy podcast. And one of the things she mentioned in Call Her Daddy was that her gay BFF, for real, Logan, she and Logan would spend a lot of time together. And she said that Sandoval would get jealous of them spending time together. So it does kind of seem like that was probably at the forefront of his mind. Like, maybe if I like compare myself to Logan, her gay BFF, that'll sort of take some sort of heat off of me in some way and trivialize our relationship and make it seem like we were dwindling down to our last breath and blah, 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 this and that. And, it, you know, as Ariana explained in Call Her Daddy and in the first portion of the reunion, Sandoval was really trying so hard to build this narrative that they were in a bad place. And like, as production was wrapping up, we see him talking to producers like, we need to talk about the real stuff, the real stuff.
We're like, the real stuff that you were going around town hiding. Is that the real stuff you wanted to talk about? He kept on bringing up stuff. I like when Lala was like, this isn't history, babe. Like, let's talk about the present. Like, the amount of times Kristen Doty made a cameo this reunion too, because she was brought up so much.
Yeah, I honestly wish she would have made a real cameo. The heat she would have brought to this reunion. Like, you thought it was volatile without Kristen Doty. Imagine the tornado that would occur if Kristen came in the room. Like, she would gather every single person.
You know who she would have joined in gathering? Lisa. Because Lala and James.
Lala, sometimes you've been pretty aggressive.
Exactly.
You know that. And you popped through it.
No, you don't.
Listen, no, you gotta stop. I have to stop.
You're sticking up a tom to
You gotta stop, Lisa. You gotta stop, Lisa. And she's like, I'm just trying to be friendly. And it just really, people were on Lisa. And I'm very curious to see. I'm very excited to refresh Twitter to see what all the fans are thinking of Lisa's behavior, part one.
I was absolutely shook when Lala was expressing herself and LVP stepped in to say, you know, this, that, and the other about the Tom, sort of defending Tom Sandoval. And Lala's like, I didn't ask for your opinion or for anyone else's opinion. She didn't really directly address Lisa, but she's like, I didn't ask for anyone else's opinion. And Lisa's like, well, I'm giving my opinion. And, you know, Lisa, as a co-executive producer of this show, the matriarch of Sir, she probably felt, you know, it was her right to express her opinion. And then Lala comes back with, I reject it. I love Lisa Vanderpump, but in that moment, I really loved Lala Kent.
She gave us Lala.
It was so good. I reject it. She rejects it.
She rejected us hard. And I just kept on feeling like Sheena on like the other side of the chair. Just kind of like, wait, can I sit over there? Wait, I want to be on the fun side.
I felt so bad for
Sheena. Even a Little Mermaid, she's like, part of your world. Like, yes. She's like, can I get a high five?
Yeah, I felt terrible for her. Yeah, she was on the wrong side of Sirstery over there.
And I mean, I hope she didn't get too much of the booze on her. But I mean, it was so explosive. Andy tried to bring up some of the other drama from this past season too, with Katie and Schwartz, and then also all the breakups and everything. But all the roads really did lead back to Scandoval.
Oh my God, totally. And do you know what's so funny? I was at this panel last night with Lisa Vanderpump and the executive producer of the show, Alex Baskin. And that's what they said. They said that filming this reunion, they couldn't even really dissect the drama that occurred before Scandoval, because everything, like you just mentioned, just kept kind of going back to Scandoval. So it just kind of became the Scandoval show, which I don't think the fans are upset about.
I don't think so either. And I'm also just kind of wondering, how many more times do you think James is going to walk off? He got his steps in. 10,000 steps was done in part one.
He did get his steps in, but I'm glad that he keeps coming back, because he is now the number one guy in the group. And I am just so grateful for all of his commentary. Like, even when Schwartz at the beginning was talking about like his relationship with Katie and like what it would feel like to be, you know, at the reunion, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. And he like turns to Lala and he's like, didn't cross his mind. And then also Lala, like we mentioned, she has had that fire commentary too, when Sandoval did his apology. First of all, he couldn't get the apology out because no one was letting him start with the crocodile tears. Yeah. Finally, when he realized he had to like pivot his display of emotion and finish his apology without the tears, Lala's like, that didn't hit for me. And it probably didn't hit for anyone. I mean, anyone. It just doesn't really seem like he's truly apologetic, except when he's speaking in the context of his business and his business partners.
Exactly. It's kind of funny because, like, of course, it's such an insane, crazy moment that they're all unpacking and like hurtful for Ariana. But like the people on her side, they are like, oh, we are here to wreak havoc on this man that we hate so much. It is a celebration so big, this reunion for all of them. It's almost not there yet. It's almost as big as Teresa's hair.
My head's feeling very heavy.
Teresa's hair was the star of her 42-minute wedding special. I mean, like, truly, I think like half of the confessionals were dedicated to commentary about the hair. And do you know what? Rightfully so. Like, the hair really did her thing. Props to the hairstylist for creating such an infamously iconic moment. And
I mean, you know, you that be like, when you cause all this conversation. Like, yeah. She really, the hair is her lemonade. Like, she really is having a full moment. And can I say, in video, I didn't hate it.
Oh my God. I might be taller than Louis.
Look, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Gabriella hates it. There's, I guess, the only way to activate Gabriella, because, you know, Gabriella's kind of like she's a keep it quiet kind of girl. But once her mom is pulling through with the rat's nest wedding hair, she's going to express herself.
And I love to, like, Jennifer Aiden, like, oh, hey, like, it was like hair supposed to accent, not be the whole, but it's pretty. Like, I just, and I went all the way back to the BravoCon panel when she was like, when the doors opened, people gasped at the hair because of how beautiful it was.
Dolo also said she looked beautiful but wished that the hair would have been a little lower. Danielle said that the hair was so high it was talking to God.
Margaret thought a dove would come out.
Yeah, and Louis was even surprised and I think a little even impressed.
It is reunion season for Bravo, because the trailer for the Jersey. Say what you want about the ladies of New Jersey and their husbands. I don't think even Vanderbilt, no one goes all out at a reunion quite like that.
You're a devil. You are a criminal, and so is Tate.
Sleep with one eye open.
You're nasty and you're cold.
Don't take your insecurities out on me.
My balls drag out the door.
Out the door where you leave.
And I got to give props to Melissa Gorga because she navigated a really tough season with all the vitriol going on in the family dynamic with Teresa and her husband, Joe Gorga. But she, you know, judging from the trailer, she shows up to this reunion bothered AF. She is applying her lip gloss. She's like, I know you hate me, but try to control yourself.
Yeah. Where are you going? You're leaving.
Right. Oh my God, Teresa's talking about you're leaving. And it's so jarring to see how each party is so confident in their standing on the show. Like I think that they both really believe that they could carry on with the show without each other.
I know. I'm very curious, concerned to see what the outcome of all that is. And I do love that the teaser ended with Teresa doing, and I mean, say what you want about both sides. She is a Taurus queen. Her storming out and saying, nobody follow me when no one's following her.
You can't, I really can't. You should be ashamed of yourself and don't come following me.
It was a preemptive warning. If you are gonna follow me, don't think about it.
It's kind of like, I'm putting my card down. No one else try to pay for this dinner. Oh, no one else. Yeah. But it was so, so messy. Everybody seemingly gets involved. Even Rachel Fuda's husband, John, gets involved.
I know. It looks like he has some info about Louie. Like, did he bo-deedle the bo-deedler?
Deedle dump. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And yeah. I mean, if that is not enough for you all to kind of break down Bravo style watching, there's also the Summer House and this trail. I mean, it is hard because it does look like it's Linz and Carl against the world, which I guess it was this season, but all sitting on a couch, I'm kind of like, oh, this is, it's going to be so intense to watch. And they're going to have to be bringing out their 401ks because Paige is like, y'all have no job. I was like, Paige was kind of in her Mama Joyce era where she's like, you guys are liars with no jobs. I was like, she says that to Todd every episode.
They just lie and they spin everything.
Isn't this a lot of money to be spending for a lie?
Yeah, that's why I'm confused because neither of you have jobs.
I mean, okay, that was such a moment. I live for an activated Paige. However, isn't everyone kind of like a professional reality star at this point? Like, who really does have a job? Because like, I think everyone's just like, gorgeous and famous.
Yeah, besides that's how they make money. Who pop their lover boys.
Okay, yes. They definitely work and we see it. They work hard and we appreciate it. And everyone else works hard too. It takes a lot to create content and get paid for it.
My thing, I wanted to be in that moment if I was there, because I wasn't, because I was at my job. I'd be like, can everybody pull up your Slack? If everybody else is working, is your Slack on away, vacation? What's the reunion emoji for Slack? That's what I thought. Yeah, so don't really know what she was getting at there, but it was a read. And she said it with confidence and a finger point. So you always have to tip a hat to that. And it was kind of full circle because one of my favorite Paige remarks from a past reunion was, bleep you, Danielle. And now look how we've grown.
How things have changed.
And speaking of the reunion, because when Sierra and Maya stopped by, they did dish a little bit about the reunion. They I don't know if they were hopeful about a connection between Carl, Lindsay, and Danielle. They said that both sides maybe try. I don't know if that is a lot, but who knows?
I mean, it's good to hear that both sides maybe tried. After your conversation with Maya and Sierra, who did you get a feeling of which side tried the hardest?
Well, I think what sums it up is I was leaning towards it might have been Danielle maybe being like looking back in reflection. But then when they were trying to remember the names of the two, what they would call themselves, like Danielle and Lindsay, what was it? They had like some nickname with the necklaces. And they were like, we can't remember it. And I was like, I don't think you have to. And they were like, that's true. So I don't know how long it worked.
Okay.
But for our girl Danielle, because we know she's now single, Because me and you always, we even asked Kyle about this, remember? Her and Chris.
I think they could be really cute together. I mean, watching the show, it is just so clear to me when they have moments one-on-one together, there is a connection, there is a spark, there is a chemistry, there is a vibe, and I would like to see it through.
So, Evan, I know we are so excited about Chris and Danielle, so I had to ask Maya and Sierra if they were also maybe excited for this potential romance.
Like, no, but like, so, like, I feel like this came up slightly at the reunion, which you'll probably see, but I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't believe it's true.
What about you and Chris?
No.
I love
it. What about you and Chris?
No, he licked my toe, sucked my toe, remember that. So I think we're good.
And how did you two leave the reunion? Did you feel kind of like everybody, like you're like ready to go into another summer? Or you're like, oh God, this is, I'm not ready to be in the same room with all these people again.
I mean, I did not go out with the cast afterwards. Like, let's just say that.
Did you?
No, but I'd never do. Like, I was going to, we got about five. I had to go get in the bed.
Yeah, okay.
I went and got in the bed. I was emotionally, mentally spent. The reunions are very taxing.
It's a long day.
Yeah, I didn't leave my house for like 4 days after.
Oh my God, my turn is off.
Yeah.
Location off, phone like, off, do not
disturb. I don't even think we still have really even talked about it.
You like, and we haven't even really talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope you guys do talk about it. And I mean, I did run into Chris at an event recently, and I told him our theory. He did immediately run away from me.
No, stop, really?
It was the Summer House Martha's
Vineyard. He was like, nice to meet you, Danny, bye.
He literally was like, it was like Flintstone style feet. And I was like, okay, I'm used to people running away from me, but not when I just wanted to ask a harmless question about love.
If they come into the next season of Summer House as a couple, I will be so elated. And I think that would put Danielle in a much happier space and place and give her a little grace, because I think that as excited as the fans were to see her sort of break free from the Lindsay shadow that she was living in, the way she navigated that it's not sitting correctly with everyone.
I think she, because I feel she needs someone who's on her team, ride or die. And that could be maybe Chris or her, and Chris and Carl are friendly. So maybe it could be the way they all kind of go like, what a year. I would hope so. Chris and Danielle to be the next engaged couple in Summer House, do let us know. Or if you think me and Evan are crazy, you can also let us know that.
Yeah, that too.
If you loved gossiping with us, and I know you do, then don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Virtual Reality by Page Six.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next week.